You are with Phoenix FM here at Latitude Festival, and it delights me to say that I am now joined by Bob from Greenpeace, who are pretty much every year and are just as active as ever this year. Good afternoon, Bob.
Good afternoon. Hi.
So how long have you been involved with Greenpeace?
Oh my God, I stopped counting. I joined in 1990. So it's a long time. It's a long time.
Excellent. And tell us about the campaigns that you're focusing on this year with Greenpeace. There's a lot of ones here that have been in the news recently, haven't they?
Oh, there was something daring yesterday, I think, with Mr. Trump visiting us. So we let him know that we didn't really welcome some of his policies that have been against the environment and climate and all the other things. So yeah, but we're here specifically at festivals to, this one in particular is to do with our forest campaign, because we're in the woods, we've got climbing nets, we've got the kids sort of climbing everywhere, got rope work and that, and we're looking for tomorrow's activists really. So we're here to kind of encourage play, but also to talk to them seriously and their parents. About what's happening in the world with forests and how important trees are for life and for giving us our breathing and looking after them and all the animals and the indigenous people that live in the forest. So that's the one thing. The other campaign we're doing here is against plastics, which everybody probably knows by now is causing a huge amount of damage across the world. And in particular here we're working with single-use plastic bottles, which we're encouraging people to not bring in the first place and to use refillable ones. But where they are leaving them, there's a scheme here where they get collected and people get paid a small amount to take them back so that they're properly recyclable. They can't really be recycled, but anyway, they're taken back and hopefully we can reduce the number that are produced in the first place. So we're looking seriously at ways of doing that. So yeah, but we never forget that we're at a festival and people have come here to have a good bit of fun. So hopefully we're giving them that, and at the same time we're hopefully giving them a bit of learning, a bit of education. And to me, the reason we're working with kids is because they are our future in a way. They're tomorrow's world.
Very true.
Very important that we talk to them. And in fact, the ones that I've been finding, we've done a few kids festivals this year, which is unusual. And I find that they're a bit more savvy than their parents, actually. And we get a bit of pester power. The kids do. Well, we've got virtual reality here, and they're watching stuff in Antarctica, and they're watching stuff in the Amazon forest. And they're getting amazed and wowed. And then hopefully they're telling their parents to join Greenpeace, which is happening. So it's pester power at work, which we love.
Excellent. I suppose when you started out all those years ago, you probably wouldn't have seen yourself using things like virtual reality and things like that.
No, it's a brave new world. But the kids are so attached to their phones now. They're living in their phones, most of them. I find it terrifying. But anyway, so we have to kind of keep up with the times, and they're on them the whole time, and virtual reality is a part of it. And they're actually seeing the world in a different way through social media and through virtual reality. It's just another dimension, really. But they are pretty media savvy, a lot of them. And I found a two-year-old with a smartphone the other day, and her parents went, "Oh yeah, she knows all the buttons." I went, "Oh my God."
That is scary, isn't it?
It is scary. I don't know what the long-term repercussions. I don't know. I mean, it's good and bad. It's sweet and sour, isn't it? It's good that they're doing all this and getting all this knowledge and the technology and everything. But it's bad in that they're not the interpersonal skills, the real one-to-one, face-to-face stuff. They're losing that a bit, I'm sure, because they're living their life in their phones and through Facebook and Twitter and everything else and WhatsApp. And it's a shame in a way, because I see it, and even with my crew, some of them, they're on their phone, they're living in it the whole day long, and they're not kind of talking to each other. They're talking through their phone to each other, but they're not really sort of eyeballing people like you need to do in a way. You need to get down and get personal in a way. But anyway, there we go. Life is life's for living, and we're living it here.
Yes. And the good thing is you're using the technology as very much a force for good here, which is great to see.
Here we are, yeah. I think we're one of the, well, not the first, but the content's what's important. There's so much virtual reality around now, and it's doing things like your house, selling your house or selling a car or something. The content's rubbish, but we go out of our way to make the content really meaningful. Like, you go into the Amazon with the tribe, you sort of go down with David Attenborough to the Great Coral Reef, you know. You go into the Antarctica, and you sort of face the polar bears, and the content's really important, and we work really hard at that, and we've had some great support from people like David Attenborough and others to produce content that's kind of Well, it's just mind-boggling, you know. People come out weeping sometimes at their sort of moods, especially if they've not seen it before. So yeah, we're using it for good, and it's kind of working. Yeah, that's, I'm pleased with that.
Excellent, good stuff. Well, very best of luck to you with all the incentives that are going on, Bob. It's been great chatting to you today. Where's the place that people can go to find out more about Greenpeace?
They go to the website, www.greenpeace.org, and they can sort of find out everything. The other thing that we're really keen on is that people join. We have support groups throughout the country in most big towns, and they can sign up and they can go along, they can meet people, they can join, they can kind of go come out and help us with our activities, is what we really want. And they can, you know, they can find a community of Greenpeace people right across the country, and they can join through going on the website.
Excellent. Well, many thanks for chatting to us today, Bob. Enjoy the rest of the festival and keep up the good work with all of Greenpeace and all you do.
Thank you very much, and leave your Pepsi behind next time.
Will do.